The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest this evening is Kathy Ward. She is Union Rescue Mission's Director of Philanthropy, and this is part two.
All right. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
So good. And just to review a little bit, we call this an advantage at Union Rescue Mission when somebody has what our world calls now lived experience.
Lived experience.
Somebody has has been devastated by homelessness themselves overcome and now is working at Union Rescue Mission. And with our guests, we say 25% of our staff are former guests from Union Rescue Mission. But also among our staff are people like you who experienced homelessness outside of coming to Union Rescue Mission and went to others for help. Somebody like Kenny Taylor, who he didn't even really realize it, as you said last time, that he and his mom experienced homelessness when they stayed in a hotel while he went to high school.
Continued and, on to high school,
And many people have that experience within their lives. But what advantage do you think that gives you as you work at Union Rescue Mission?
It definitely gives me the advantage of being compassionate and just really understanding that there's so many different ways that people can become homeless. From, of course, loss of a job. You know, you can become homeless that way, just with the very high cost of housing, or even if it wasn't high cost of housing, if you've lost your job and you haven't saved and you're just not prepared, or you don't have the life skills, to really shore up housing quickly, you can find yourself homeless.
Absolutely,
medical bills can do it.
Absolutely, health. Medical bills. Yeah. Poor health, of course. Mental health and drugs and alcohol addiction, of course.
A devastating divorce.
Yes, a devastating divorce.
Breakup of the family was mentioned.
Absolutely, absolutely. So
gambling.
That's right. Gambling. Yeah, so. We're paying more attention to, children that are coming out of the foster care system.
Absolutely.
So the emancipated youth who haven't been taught any life skills whatsoever. In many cases, they were just in a home and that home was just collecting a check.
Yeah.
As soon as they turned 18, they're basically, left to fend for themselves. Yes.
Wow.
So many of those children as well have, become homeless and are experiencing
homelessness. Once they're out on their own, Lhasa put out a study a couple of days ago.
Recently, yes.
When they do outreach, they only have about a 16% success rate of getting young people off the streets.
Wow.
And the access centers where the kids can come hang out have a better success.
A chance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a tough group to work with, and it's a challenging effort to get them to leave the streets and come in.
Yeah, just think about it. At that age, you're already, rebellious.
Yeah.
You think that you're invincible.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have all of these challenges, and then to, be homeless or, headed into homelessness, it's a real challenge. It's a real challenge. So compassion and just the understanding to know that it is possible to come out of homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do have programs and services like Union Rescue Mission that are available and ready to help people. We need people to walk through the door, or we even want to help them walk through the door. So I think, you know, someone like myself that has, you know, some lived experience, mm-hmm. you know, I can talk with someone about the programs and the services, the opportunities that are available. You know, I can help them to trust us, mm-hmm. because so many people also they remain homeless because they don't trust,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know, the service provider.
Trust motives.
Yes. You know, we're trustworthy. Yeah. Union Rescue Mission is trustworthy. And so I could literally talk with someone, you know, give them, you know, my experience and, you know, build some trust and help them to take that step into, you know, into our program and yeah. to changing their life.
Yeah, so. You can have the you have the experience to say, I've been where you
yes,
mm-hmm.
I've
are.
Been you where need. You are.
Yeah.
And I'm married to someone, you know, as we were talking
earlier. That's
right.
Earlier. Tell us more about Orlando's story.
I'm married to someone who, you know, notwithstanding, you know, the fact that he's, you know, a Stanford graduate and, you know, at one point in time served on the board of the Urban League.
Yeah.
Found himself homeless and on the streets of
yeah.
Skid Row
mm-hmm.
because of his addiction to drugs and alcohol.
And
he'll tell you he was an alcoholic.
He went on a basketball scholarship with
he
one of the top
did.
Basketball
he,
players in the
yes,
country.
Yes, right? yes. He went to Stanford on a basketball scholarship. In fact, don't ask me which one, but he does still hold some record at Stanford.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, he held some record at Stanford.
Wow.
He, you
block
know, studied
shots,
abroad
maybe?
While he was at, I don't remember what he said,
block shots because he's so tall.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, you'll have to look that up.
But when you say the word Stanford, that
yes.
kind of gives way to the fact that, of what you said earlier, that you fell in love with his brain.
I did. I did. Yeah. You know what? So let me finish that story
yes.
about the movie.
Yeah.
So he calls me the night before
mm-hmm.
to say, you know what? I think I'd like for this to be a date.
Oh. She was like, I'm thinking movie. You want date? Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, date? No, I don't think this should be a date. You know, we're just going as coworker. You know, uh-huh. we're just going to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No, I'd like for this to be a date. You
mm-hmm.
know. So he talked me into it.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, you know, let's
well, go. He's skill. He's got that skill.
He's got that skill.
It's much more fun to go to a movie when you can hold hands during the movie.
So yeah. So it was a date. We went with Andy.
Well, I'm thinking like a man.
So we go to the movies. We enjoy the movie.
Mm.
We go to dinner after the movie.
Okay.
And yeah, so that. Yeah, so
it was a date.
It was a date.
We are going to have to get him on to tell
right,
his
tell,
side of the story.
Tell his side
and
of the story.
His, yeah. And his own
yeah,
story.
It was a date. So from that day to this, yes. So
wow.
How about your spiritual life? When did all that kick back in, or,
yes.
or did it never leave?
Oh, well, it never left.
Yeah.
I mean, Orlando will tell you his story, how he, you know, began to go back to church,
mm-hmm.
You know, while during his recovery process, how that was very important to him, that he get back to church and spiritually connected. He found that the Midnight Mission uses, you know, the 12-step program,
mm-hmm.
which is a spiritual program. It's based on the
yeah.
Bible. And so he discovered through that process just how important his spiritual connection to the Lord is, and that was one of the first things that he kind of, you know, sought to do during his recovery.
Okay.
And so again, I was, you know, I was saved at 8 years old, and I was saved, baptized at 8 years old.
Did you always keep going to church throughout?
I did.
Was it your home church?
I did.
Your dad's church?
So I've been to several churches. My dad's church, my dad has pastored several churches over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And once, when we got married, actually, and established our home for a couple of years in Leimert Park,
okay.
we were attending Harvest Christian Center on 54th and West Boulevard.
Okay.
It's there's another church there now, which is interesting. My sister and my mother actually attend the church that's there now.
Wow.
But we were attending that church. We ended up moving to Corona. and the Eastville area, which is where we live now, and we attend the Life Church Riverside.
Okay.
Yeah, so very, very active and involved in our church home there. Mm-hmm. Basically, have raised our kids in that ministry.
Right. We've got to take a break. Sorry. Time keeps going. But when we come back, you can continue the story right after these important messages. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God. Love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
So, the reason I asked is because did anybody know what was going on in your life, that you were homeless while at church anyway? I mean, or did you kind of put on an air, everything's all right?
Yeah, not really. My parents knew, of course. And I think because, I think at the time, too, I never even really said I was homeless because, I was housed. So I think that was, the difference. I wasn't on the street.
Right.
So I never said I was homeless. And, I talk about the kids not even realizing they were homeless. Maybe perhaps I didn't realize I was homeless. I did share with people that I was, in this program that, we had gone into, because we wanted to keep our marriage together. And I really talked up the program because it was, it was an incredible program with, family, reunification if needed, domestic violence, classes, just all sorts of self-esteem.
Yeah.
I had a job. I was blessed and fortunate to have a job and keep my job at the time. But, it helped, help people get jobs. What I really benefited from while I was in that program and homeless was saving money and getting my credit back together.
So important.
It's so important. And just establishing, my children in school. They had kind of, moved from school to school for a little bit, but, I established them in school on the West Side, which is how we got involved with the Boys and Girls Club of
Venice. Mm-hmm.
I was still going to church. My children were still going to church.
Yeah.
In fact, the program that we were in, one of the requirements of the program is that you either reconnect or stay connected and involved with whatever you're doing spiritually.
Wow, so that's great.
That is awesome.
If you're a part of a church or a part of a synagogue or
you need to continue that relationship.
That's
amazing.
That's one of the part of the program.
That's awesome.
Yes. So
all right. Amen and amen. Okay, so let's continue.
So the reason I ask is sometimes I speak at a church and, spoke at a very well-known, very wealthy church. And after I was done, 9 people came and said, by the way, I'm living in my car.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so you never know what's happening in your church around you.
That's true.
And that people right around you may need help.
That's true. They may need help.
But I'm glad you stayed
so
connected with your church throughout.
Yes.
And I'm really happy that Orlando got connected right away.
Yes.
Amen.
Good stuff to know about Midnight Mission and Midnight Mission Family Program.
Amen. Yeah, it's, you know, things that are so helpful and, you know, brought us to the point, you know, of where I am today. So
yeah, you kind of went from, you know, went to a movie with Orlando and then we got married. So what happened in between?
So what happened in between? Yes, we did. We started dating and there was a little bit of on and off at the time. but we started dating and yeah, two years later, he was asking me to marry him. Wow. And we got married. And we had a son. So I had two girls, two children from my previous marriage. Mm-hmm. And we had Xavier Michael, which his name means brilliant one from God.
Oh, wow.
So Orlando didn't have any children. He had been married once before as well, but didn't have any children. Mm. And so I wasn't really looking to have another baby at the time, and he, you know, it's interesting. He didn't even think he could have children, but obviously he could.
Yes.
So
Xavier's here.
Yes, Xavier's here.
Michael
living,
is here.
Yes, he's live and in living color.
Love
Xavier's
it.
Here. Mm. 19 years later.
Wow.
And yeah, that was just a blessing. That was just a blessing.
I left our Christmas party and saw Orlando out talking about lining up Xavier with his next college opportunity.
Yes.
And I thought, this guy loves his son.
Yes,
I
mean, he does.
He is
he
on
does.
This.
Yeah, yeah, he
so
does.
Awesome.
We're very fortunate. He's a great father. Mm. So he's a great father. And one of the things that he's grateful for is that, you know, and of course this happens to people, you know, they'll be in their addiction. They have children, you know, suffer, you know, right. as a result of their parents being in the addiction. But Xavier is really... You know, it was just a blessed situation. It was God. Orlando never had kids while he was in his addiction.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like to say in recovery, really. He says he's delivered. So,
nice.
You know, like he that. Had, you know, a son after he was delivered and just, you know, and been able to be a really great father and lead, you know, Xavier in a great way. Xavier loves the Lord. He sings. And yes, he is in college right now and just kind of following in the footsteps of his dad as a student athlete.
Yes.
And
I love it.
Yeah, so that's been a blessing as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. A blessing.
Awesome.
We'll continue praying for Xavier.
Yes, thank you. Need the prayers. Yes.
New opportunities.
Yes.
And all,
he should be making an announcement soon. So,
all right now,
his next opportunity.
How's your experience been so far at Union Rescue Mission?
Yeah.
What have you?
You keep coming back, so it must be.
So yes, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. I was looking for, you know, a new opportunity, and I happened to see that Andy had, there was a position posted for for philanthropy officer, actually. And I said, you know, I'm going to call Andy and see what, you know, what this is and what it's all about. And so I did that. I reached out to Andy and he said, you know what? You may be just the person that, you know, the
I didn't
folks
hide
are looking
my,
for.
He did not.
You're
excited about it.
Immediately,
and that's awesome.
Immediately set up a meeting with our VP of philanthropy, Richard Newcomb, and our director of planned giving,
so hold
Tim
on,
Peters.
Hold on to that thought, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, you can finish the story. Awesome. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, you met with Andy. Oh, no, you met with Tim Peters and with our philanthropy,
yes.
Our VP of philanthropy, Richard, the newcomer. I have
yes,
to.
Yes, I love that.
I have to because I've got to distinguish between Richard Baker, so I call Richard the Baker and Richard the newcomer.
Baker and Richard the newcomer. Yeah. I love that. Yes, so I met with both. Well, I met with all three initially,
okay.
With Andy, Richard, and with Tim, mm-hmm. And that meeting went very well. We just talked about, my experience after spending 12 years at the Midnight Mission in their development program. I had the opportunity to serve as the director of major implant gifts for Casa Colina Hospital.
Ah, nice.
And, it just increased my knowledge and experience in working with major implant gifts there and expanded my territory. Things are always developing, which is why I like this field.
Yes.
It's all about developing, and I love networking. So that was a great experience. Mm. I was there. I ended up getting a phone call from some of the folks at USC. That the dean of the School of Engineering was looking to build a fundraising team for their campaign. And so, anyway, I started talking with them. I joined that team. Mm-hmm. I was there for 6 years. And just really, when you talk about the art and science of fundraising,
yes.
Really kind of honed in and perfected it
mm-hmm.
there at USC with their major gifts program.
Wow.
So brought me here to this point.
Made you ripe and ready for Union Rescue Mission.
For Union Rescue Mission, for their next step in the evolution of its philanthropy program.
Yeah.
So we talked about where Union Rescue Mission is, where it's been and how it's grown. Mm. It's amazing the support.
Mm.
First of all, Andy, let me just kudos to you for, first of all, your dedication and your heart and your commitment.
Yeah.
You are so dedicated to this work and to making sure that not only is Union Rescue Mission there for people experiencing homelessness, but you're there for people that are experiencing homelessness and just really not being afraid to talk about the issues, not being afraid to talk to people, not being afraid to help people, not being afraid to take them by the hand and help to lead them out of homelessness. And because of your commitment, because of your verbalizing it and promoting this issue, because sometimes we don't want to talk about it sometimes. We do want to. Not that we want to sweep it under the rug, but we kind of want to do the work and just kind of go along our way, right?
Yeah.
But Andy's like, no, this is a real issue.
Mm-mm.
He has his own experience, his own story, and he knows it's not going anywhere.
Nope.
And we're called as Christians to do
to
something
do
about this
All
issue.
All right, repeat that way to get a hold of you.
We are called as Christians to do this, and so yes, you can reach me at kward@urm.org. Please email me.
All right. Thank you so much, Kathy. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more. Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preached that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission
Foundation has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.